Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus. How's everybody doing? Hope you've had a good week and a good weekend. Just to let y'all know, don't forget the full moon started yesterday. So just keep your wherewithal about you. But anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator, and she's a psychic reading. She also is a Reiki master, and she's the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So, hey, she wears three hats. What can I say? But anyway, please be patient with her. Nina's not feeling the best today. She's been sick and have, a few issues. So as the show goes on, think about her in the chat room. Say a little prayer for healing and just be patient. Okay. I usually start the show with a prayer. Y'all know that. But I decided to do something a little bit different. Also, I'm going to do the horoscopes real quick, too, before I take the first call, which is area code 901. So I'll be with you in just a second. This week, instead of a prayer, I'm challenging the listening audience, the people on the phone, the people in the chat room. This week, as you go about your work, shopping, visiting, whatever, I want you to give somebody a hug and tell them, I care. That's it. Those two words, I care. This time of year can be depressing, can be lonely, frustrating, family members have passed or maybe just passed, whatever, that you're missing. So if you just give a person a hug, I mean, your family, your friends, of course, people that you know, I don't expect you to go up to a stranger and like, oh, let me hug you. But anyway, just give them a hug and then on their ear just say, I care. I care. And that's it. And let me tell you, you will be blessed. Those two little words can mean so much that you have no idea it could turn somebody's life around just hearing that, to know that somebody cares out there. Okay, so that's my challenge to you guys out there this week. Now, we'll run through the horoscopes real quick, and then we'll start taking the calls. And thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, listening audience, and thank you, folks in the chat room. Appreciate y'all, and I love you. Okay, so this is a horoscope for December, the last month of the year, huh? I decided to do the horoscopes this month around rewards and gifts. Okay, so let's begin. Aries, your reward is that you know who you are and where you are going. Your gift is realizing, Aries, that a lot of folks care and love you, and that is enough. Taurus, your reward is financial peace. Your gift is your knowledge of life. Gemini, your reward is the love of someone very dear to you. Your gift is getting what you want for Christmas, Gemini. Ho-ho! Cancer, your reward is your accomplishments this year. Your gift, Cancer, is love, joy, and happiness. Leo, your reward is thank God there is a God. Your gifts, being Santa Claus this Christmas and sharing the love, Leo. Virgo, your reward is your accomplishments this year. Your gifts, knowing that you are loved by many and appreciated. Libra, your reward is changes that benefited you this year. And your gift is true love. Scorpio, your reward is don't stop what you're doing. You're on the right path. Your gift, Scorpio, is that you are never alone. Sagittarius, reward, ability to lift folks' spirits. Your gift, Sagittarius, is ask and it shall be given. Capricorn, your reward is to be peaceful spiritually, mentally, and physically. And your gifts, Capricorn, is know that you do matter. Aquarius, reward, sharing the love. Your gift is being and showing love to you during this holiday season, Aquarius. Pisces, your reward is doing it and doing it good. Your gifts, good things come to those that are patient. And that is your horoscopes for December. And if you want to go back and read them, again, just go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Now, we'll begin. One question per caller. Hey, one question per caller so I can get to as many people as possible. And what else? There's something else I'd say. One question per caller. I don't know. I guess they'll come to me. Oh, I guess they'll come to me. So much on my plate, I'm not thinking well. But anyway, don't forget the challenge. Hug and I care. Okay, let's begin. First caller, area code 901. Thank you for calling. This is Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Annabelle.
Hi. Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm good, Linus. Thank you. I hope Nina gets better.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely praying. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We're definitely praying for healings. It's so good to hear from you. But, you know, I'll answer your question, but it's good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking for my spiritual center location. How does 9562 East Shelby Drive resonate with me?
Okay. And this is where you're going to move to?
It is what I'm looking at for my future.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, good feeling. You know what? The angels are showing me not only is it a good feeling, but it's a spiritual stand-up. It's like you're strong spiritually. The energy there at that address is very good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, the energy is good there. But I see you standing strong. In other words, in the spirit, you're so strong that you're standing up talking. Like if you were talking to God right now, you wouldn't have to get on your knees. Your power is so strong, you can just stand right there and say, God, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, good energy. Good energy. And you know what? You got good neighbors around you, too. Maybe that's why it's a positive energy area, because I see good people around you. Not necessarily saying your neighbors are running back and forth at you, but, you know, where you live at also encompasses the energy around you. And, you know, you could be at a good place and your neighbor next door could be a butthead. But if they're not, that's good. That just elevates you that much more.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's good. Hey, congratulations.
Well, I hope it's happening soon. You can't give me a date on it, can you? One question.
I'm seeing the 6th. I'm seeing the 6th. Is 6th of January? But I'm seeing the number 6. So we've passed the 6th of December, so I would say January the 6th. Oh, okay. The angels are telling me it's going to happen real fast. They're telling me to tell you be prepared. In other words, have your stuff packed and ready to go, because you'll ask today, and tomorrow they'll give you the key.
Thank you.
It'll be just that fast. No, they're showing me it'll be just that fast. So they're telling me to tell you, tell Annabelle, be prepared. It's going to be quick.
Okay, so, love. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And I'll let Brenda know, too, that you call. It's so good to hear from you.
Please do. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're most welcome. Be blessed, my sister.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome. Okay, next call up, area code 352. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Arlene.
Hi, Arlene. How you doing today, young lady?
Oh, very good, and I hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm terrific. Fantabulous. And what's your question for me today?
I'm excited to speak with you.
Oh, good, good. So what's your question?
I have a question. Yes, the question's on either one that you pick up, either on moving or, because I bought a place that I will be trying to sell. I'm not satisfied here. The energy's bad. And or love. I just started speaking with this man on the phone. He's long distance. So either one.
Okay, let's talk, because the moving transition is good. I saw that. But I can only do one question, so I will say that real quick. The moving transition is good. But give me just the first name of the gentleman.
His name is Cliff.
Chris, like C-H-R-I-S, Chris?
No, C-L-I-F-F.
Oh, Cliff. Oh.
Yes, and it's long
distance. That's different.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's okay, that's fine. It's just a different name, okay. Cliff has been having some back problems. I see something in his spine and possibly the right shoulder. It's not debilitating, but maybe like from an injury or something, and he's taking medication for it. And it looks like he's getting therapy or massage. But his spine, lower back, and his right shoulder. Almost, I think he might have been in a car accident quite a while ago. And so he's still recovering from those injuries. It's like I said, it's not debilitating that it takes him out, no. But, you know, it's kind of worrisome. So, I mean, he'll get there. He'll get there. It's just taking a while. Let's see. He's interested in you. He wants to know if you're interested in a long-term relationship, LTR. He's kind of finding his way as well. He's kind of, you know, finding his way as well. He lives so far away.
He lives so far away. 500 miles.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't look at distance. Because things can change. Do you know what I'm saying? He could move there, you move there, whatever. Things could change, so I don't look at distance. I'm just going to look at his spirit and how he feels about you.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, he is interested in you. And I would tell you to just keep talking. I'm not picking up anything bad on this gentleman. So just keep talking to him. You never know. Nobody knows what the future holds for sure. You know, like destiny. I can tell you what I see coming up, what they show me. But maybe destiny could be, hey, a year or so down the line, you two might be living together. You're not going to see that right now. You're just initially starting a relationship. So that's why I said don't worry about the distance. If it is meant to be, believe me, Arlene, it will be. So for right now, just enjoy it. He seems to be a good guy. I'm not picking up anything bad about him. So enjoy it. Have a good holiday. And you know who you are, so you're doing good. You're doing good. Enjoy it. It's nice to have someone to talk to and enjoy, right?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
That's how I want you to look at it. So keep talking to him. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks.
You have a good day. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, next call. Area code 509. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Lennis. This is Erica, and I'm very excited for to transfer to the university, and I decided to room in board. So basically get a roommate, but I'm wondering if you can give me any insight on what she's like. That's kind of scary.
Oh, sure, sure. Oh, sure,
yeah.
Erica, no problem. Just give me her first name.
Oh, I don't know her name. Like, we don't know anything about each other because we're going to be assigned to each other, so I don't really know, like,
oh, okay. Oh, honey, I know about dorms. eons ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me think here, Erica. Oh, let me tell you this. She can be a party girl, but she will listen to you if you tell her, you know, we need to study.
Yeah.
It's like, let me tell you about your roommate. She's been locked up. What I mean locked up is she came from strict parents. Her parents are well known, so I can understand that, why they were a little bit strict on her. So her being able to live on the dorm and don't have to be at home, she's tickled pink. So she might get a little wild. Now, I don't mean like she's going to have guys in the room and stuff like that, but she's just got to be focused. That's what I see, and you will help her with that, just to be focused. But she's a lot of fun. She'll keep you laughing and always wanting to do different things. So
yeah.
it's good, but she's just kind of like, what's Nick Cannon show, wilding out, because she's got this new freedom, like, oh, my God, you know. So that's it, but you'll help her to maintain her focus. That's all. She just needs to be focused. She'll do good in school. But, you know, when you see her wilding out, be like, look here, girlfriend, you know you got finals coming up in 2 weeks. You should, you know, kind of slow up. You know, slow your roll. Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't have to be mean or anything, and she won't either, but just need to slow your roll. So that's
physically,
it. In other words,
like?
you're the dominant one. You're going to be the strong one between you two roommates, but you'll do it in a good way. It'll be in a good way. Yeah.
What
so,
is she
yeah,
physically
she'll be
like?
What is she physically like?
Like, is she like me, or is she like the opposite? Like, is she into fashion too, or is she like, I want someone who can study too, you know, with me, and
as
like
a study
someone
partner.
Who doesn't, yeah, someone who doesn't want to sleep till midnight and like, you know, on a weekday.
Yeah, no,
like
she's not in the fashion field. She's something to do with business, marketing, public relations, something like that. But yeah, you still can study and help each other. She can go over notes with you, and you can go over notes with her. But yeah, there's a difference in your fields, what she's doing, and part of what she's doing is coming from her parents. Like I said, her parents are known, and so it's almost like a legacy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
is she
so
Hispanic Is she Hispanic? Or
you're asking me more than one question, Erica.
Oh, okay, never mind. Sorry. Okay, well,
that's okay, love. That's okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
But your roommate and you are going to do good. Just remember, you're going to be the mother hen. Okay? But it'll all be good. It'll all be good, yeah.
Okay. So, that's what I was hoping for, because, I don't want to, like, kick her out the second day, you know?
No. No, you two will be good. You'll click. You two will click. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, thanks
you
for calling.
Too.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 502. How you doing? This is Linus. Who's this?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. You're most welcome. And what can I help you with, Miss Debbie?
Okay. Did you see my financial getting better?
Okay. Okay, I'm seeing a book. Not a book, but a ledger. And it's saying budget, budget, budget. I see budget three times on the right-hand side of this ledger book. So, number one, you need to get a budget. And number two, quit spending money that you don't have or lending money, because it's not going to come back, and it's only going to upset you that, you know, you loan somebody $25 or $50, and it's like, okay, she didn't have two paydays. When is she going to pay me? So curtail that. January, I see something coming up, because I'm seeing dollar signs. In January, so your finances will improve in January. A good deal. It says a good deal it'll improve. So, January is the month. So just enjoy yourself for December, but don't put yourself in harm's way spending money.
Right.
Okay.
I'm away.
But other than
I'm
that, January,
budget,
look.
So.
Yeah, so January, good things, money. So good for you, Debbie.
Good, good, good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're
love,
welcome.
God
have a wonderful
you.
Week. God bless you,
you
too,
sweet.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 403. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Barb.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. What can I help you with today?
Okay. I'm a single parent due to a chronic illness. My daughter's father talked me into having my daughter live with him full time until my health got better. And now
okay.
that my health is better, he is not letting her live with me. Or letting
they
me
bonded.
Get back.
They bonded. It's not being mad towards you. He knows that you're recovering. They bonded, and she's company for him. Not like, you know how children will give you energy. They make you feel good, make you happy, make you laugh and stuff. Well,
mm-hmm.
Your husband bonded with his child. And it's like I'll put it like this. It's like if someone came, Barb, and they said, here's a kitten for you, and it's just the cutest kitten in the world, and before you know it, you done fell in love with it, and if somebody looked like they were going to take that kitten, you'd beat them down. Well, this is what's happened to the father and the daughter. He's just bonded with her. They just got really close. But I think what you need to do is probably have a conversation with him. I see court. I hope it doesn't go there, but I see court. Have a conversation and tell him, you know, he can still see his daughter, but she needs to be home with her mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just have a conversation. But that's it. He's just bonded. They've bonded and become attached. That's what I'm saying. It's like a little kitten. You have, and you're like, uh-uh, I'm not letting it go. No. So, but, yeah, but I don't see. Let me. Yeah. Yeah, your husband is, your ex-husband, I should say. Oh, I'm looking for a word, not persevere. He can be controlling and possessive at times. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's why I'm seeing court. I saw C-O-U-R-T, but I saw it in small letters going across my eyes. So I guess if he doesn't bring her back and it's okay with you the way the situation is, then your next step would be to go to court. But because it's in little letters, it's like it's not something that may or may not come up. I think if you two talk and sit down, it'll be okay. Mm-hmm.
I've actually tried talking to him. He refuses.
He refuses. What's your ex-husband's name, first name?
Mark. And he's not my ex-husband. We were never married.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I was single the entire time.
He loves that little girl. He loves his daughter. I mean, he loves her so much, it's like he'd kill a rock over her. And a rock is already a solid object. Is, you know what I'm saying? That's how much he loves her. He really... But I said in the beginning, they bonded. I'm not picking up anything bad about him toward the child. That's all good. You and him, I know he said you won't talk. Well, maybe you will have to end up and go to court and do a parental parenting plan. That might be the best thing to do, and then there's no arguments or fighting back and forth because you two don't want to be arguing over the child and put her in the middle. That's not fair to her. She didn't ask for that. She didn't even ask to be here.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So right now the situation that she's in, she's comfortable. You want her back home. I understand that. But if you have to and you can't resolve with Mark, then get your attorney and go to court and do a parenting plan. Okay, which means you still don't have to be ugly, either, neither one of you, but do a parenting plan, and then that way it covers you legally, and you can say, look, she's with me, but you can get her every other weekend, or you can get her every weekend. Okay? Yeah, think about that seriously. If you have somebody in the legal field, discuss this with them and see. Because, like I said, he's good to that. He's good to your daughter, to you guys' child. He's very good. So there's not a problem there. It's just you two. So that's why I'm asking you. If you can't resolve it, talking to each other, then the next step is to go to court.
Okay.
Okay? All right. I'm wishing you the very best. Yeah. I'll be praying for you, Barb. You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code. Oh, oops. It's almost a half hour. Let me stop for a minute. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lenis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. 727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is in there to moderate. Okay, area code 347. You're on the line with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany. Thanks so much for taking my call, Lenis.
Well, you're most welcome, but I'm sorry. Your voice is so soft and pretty. I didn't hear your name.
Tiffany, thank you.
Oh, Tiffany. Okay. How you doing, Tiffany? Ooh, Tiffany, hold up. Don't say anything. Let me tell you what I'm feeling. Ooh, you're sad. You're depressed. You're hurting. Hold up. Don't tell me nothing. Ooh. Family. Do it every time. Take a deep breath. For me right now, take a deep breath and let it out calmly. Okay. I love you and know that you're loved. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me your question.
Oh, this was regarding someone I've been talking to. I wanted to know
what's the first name? Okay,
Kelly?
What's his first name? Kelly, K-E-L-L,
yeah.
Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Okay, Tiffany and Kelly. Sometimes he seems like he's wayward, but he's a good man. I see him tickling you. Almost like he likes to tickle. I don't know. For some reason, that kind of turns him on and makes him happy. Let's see. He's a forward-thinking gentleman. Sometimes he's no nonsense. Sometimes he hears, but he flies to a different bird sometimes. But he knows what you're saying, or he hears what you're saying, but he may look at it different. But that's okay, because, you know, we all, it's your prerogative to feel, you know, the way you want. We have free will, free choices. Let me ask, how does he feel toward Tiffany? Ooh,
yeah.
Tiffany, why did it jump in my face? He'd enjoy you sexually. Okay, could we get to, like, spirit, mind, and then body? It just jumped right in my face. Ooh, he enjoys her sexually. Okay, well, you got that down pat. Don't worry about that. So, let's go back to the spiritual and the mental. I'm not even going to go there with you, Tiffany.
Okay.
Spiritually, oh, he does pray. And he does go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he may not go all every Sunday or something like that, but he believes in God and he believes in prayer. So spiritually, that's good. I'm glad to feel that about him. Mentally, yeah, he's an intelligent man, good going. Like I say, he's forthcoming sometime, no nonsense, but he's a good man. And he always wishes the best for you, Tiffany, always. He wants whatever it is the best for you in your life. He's hoping it's you and him, hey, forever and a day. But if it's not, he still wishes the best for you. So, like I said, he is a good guy. Hard worker, too. God, I see him almost working a second job, four hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. He's working a second job. Bless his heart. Okay.
Because I had my doubts about it, because he's dealing with a breakup and He kind of laid it heavy on me, and I'm like, I don't know. I didn't want a relationship with him. I just wanted somebody I could have fun with.
And you could with him. Maybe that's why I saw him. Thank you for the validation. Okay. Always wishing the best for you. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you could. If you want to keep it like that's fine. I didn't see, like, long-term relationship. I just saw for right now at this time and moment while you're with him that things are good between you. So if you want to enjoy him just as a friend with benefits, hey, go for it. He's single. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I will.
Yeah, yeah. He's single. I don't even see any other woman. I see that he's close with, it's either a sister or a cousin that's like a sister, which helps him, which help him to, you know, to respect and honor a woman.
Right.
You know, these are upstanding women, and so what they've taught him or he's learned from them, there's that closeness there, like, okay, you know, if he said something, like, for instance, if he said something off color to you and he happened to talk to a sister or this cousin's like a sister, they would tell him, no, you know you was wrong. Why did you say that to
right.
Tiffany? Okay, that's how they are. Yeah, okay. So it's not just supporting you. It's like, look, I'm a woman too.
Right.
So I can understand how she felt. I know how I feel. So like that. But that's good, you know. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Enjoy, Tiffany. Girl, go out and have
you
a good Christmas and a happy new year.
You too.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. Area code 610. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Sonny.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello, area code 610, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Sonia.
Oh, Sonia, okay. Hi, Sonia, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I was calling because I was laid out from my job this past Thursday.
Okay. You're going back to work the end of this month.
Really?
In manufacturing or something, but I see you going back to work just before New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay, but go ahead. What did you want to ask? Ask me a question. They just showed me that you might have got laid off, but it was a good thing because the universe is trying to move you in another direction. What's your question?
Is it going to be a similar position?
I'm sorry?
Is it a similar position?
I'm sorry, Sonia. Did you say that?
Oh.
Repeat that. I'm hard understanding you.
Is it a similar position?
A friend of yours position?
No. Is it the similar, like the same type of job?
Oh, similar. Okay, I couldn't get that. I couldn't hear that word. Similar. Okay. You know what? I see manufacturing. That came right up. I see you like line work. Production. Production. There we go. Production work. But I see these people hiring you. It's like the 28th of the month or something, and you get hired. It's real quick because they're desperate for people. And when you apply, it's like you apply on Monday and Wednesday. They're calling you. Can you come to work Friday?
You mean like it's like labor work, like blue collar work, like
labor? It's labor work. Yeah.
Because I didn't, okay.
But it's production. Let me tell you what the angels are telling me. Sometimes you got to take a load to get high. Sometimes you got to crawl before you walk, but when you get there, start running. As I told a lady last week, run, Forrest, run. So because you just, you know, laid off of your job, there's another job coming. You're going in the direction to make more money. So by next year in June, you'll be where you're supposed to be. You got 6 months yet to go, but in the meantime, you're still going to be working. You're not going to be without money. Not for long. Like I see maybe 2 weeks. I see you going back to work. Not at the same company, no. But you're going back to work by the 28th of this month. So I'm going to tell you all this week, put in applications every place that you can think of because you will get hired. So you might just miss 2 weeks of pay. You start on this other job, and I know what, they hold a week back or something, and then you get your pay. But you won't be without money long. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Income coming in. So, yeah, I see manufacturing. I see in a valley, like, what is it? I want to say California has that, a valley of IT, like HP and all those kind of companies. That's where I see you at, in production like that. a production, and it could be computers, but I don't think it's computers. But I see production. You're making sure that this product gets out on time and that it's going where it's supposed to go and it's correct. It's been made correctly or whatever. Yeah. I see toys, too. The angels are showing me toys. Maybe you're going to work for a toy manufacturer. That would be fun, I think. Okay. Be different for sure, but it might be fun. So just kind of put that on the back burner as you're out looking and putting in applications. Don't cut yourself short, whatever, because you'd be surprised. You have the ability. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It'll be okay. Honest. It'll be okay. Sonia, my website is theessenceofsuccess.com. I want you to go to my website, and there's a financial prayer. That's the first prayer up. I just put a new financial prayer up. Say that prayer for at least 7 days straight, the financial prayer, okay? And then call me back. I bet you have good news to tell me. Okay. Area code 229. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, 229. Yes, this is
Melvin.
Oh, hi,
Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Got a little bad cold. Been off work for a couple of days, but I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, weather's something else all around. That's for certain.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can I help you with today, Melvin?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I just wanted to know, like, do you see me get my back pay on my unemployment anytime soon? I have filed to the court here in my hometown, and I haven't heard from anybody yet. So
no, Melvin, I'll tell you what, you can call back in or send him another note, or I would say call. You don't have to write anything and tell him you're just checking on it. I see you receiving a check the second week of January, and it's on a Monday. On a Monday, the second week of January, you'll get a good-sized check. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so I'm sorry you got to wait a little bit longer, but you should receive it the second Monday in January. But, you know, do call them again and tell them, you know, I'm, you know, concerned, still waiting, you know, just
yeah.
to put it sometime when you call. You know, to put it on the people's mind, they pull your file and they're like, okay, he called again. This is the eighth time. We got to get this through.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because
so
I know at the end of the
year. So I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So I won't have to go to court here in town.
No, it looks like it's going to be settled. No, it's going to be settled out of court, and you'll receive
right.
a check in mail.
Okay. Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so look for that the second Monday in January. You'll get a check.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to go to your website and read that prayer. And I still have the number to your hotline to call. I call Monday. You said it's like from 8 to 8?
Oh, it's from 8 to 8:30, the prayer line. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
ma'am.
It starts at 8 o'clock and... It usually goes for about 15 minutes, but just depend how many people call in. They need prayer, you know, and
okay.
different people be praying. So it can go to 30 minutes, but it's usually about 15 minutes, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do it. Thank you, Ms. Lynn.
Oh, you're most welcome, Melview, and thank you for calling. And I hope you feel better. I'll be praying for your healing, okay?
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Melvin. God bless. Okay, next, let's see, area code 570, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis, this is Misty.
Okay, say your name again.
Misty.
Okay, can you spell that for me? I don't want to pronounce your name wrong. Misty?
M-I-S-T-Y.
Oh, okay, then I was right, okay. All right, young lady, what can I help you with? You sound so bubbly.
I met this guy named Austin, and we hung out once, and it went really well. But then his ex-girlfriend got involved, and things got really complicated, and he kind of stopped talking to me. So I just want to know, like, what you see with that.
Okay, Austin can't stand that blip. I'm not going to say the other word, so I'll say blip. You understand what I'm saying? Because she causes problems all the time. And the reason he backed up from you was not because of you, Missy. It was because of her.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with you. You were fine. And he did not want to put that burden and drama on you. So that's why he backed up. And you're right. Yeah. But Austin, no. That's the reason why. I would check back with Austin if I were you and call him this week and just ask him, how are things going? How are you feeling? What's going on? But this woman is, his ex is an evil blip. That's as nice as I can say it, Missy. I don't want to be ugly, but she's an evil blip. So, and I'll tell you why she caused problems when you two tried to see each other. Jealousy. You know, people don't miss the water till the well run dry. Well, you had it, and you gave it away. So now he wants to be your blessing. That's why I'm telling you, do call him and talk to him. You know, just check in. Say, I'm checking in, see how you're doing. I'm sorry?
Do you see us having, like, a relationship, or?
I think he would like that, but he doesn't want the drama from this other woman. Austin has got a sweet spirit about him, okay? And that's beautiful. But sometimes people need to step up to the plate. When you know this person is coming at you wrong, or as you young people say, coming at you crooked, let them know what time it is. And Austin isn't about, like, really hurting somebody's feelings or being a mean man or anything, but ooh, she don't know how much he wants to just curse her out till the sun rises or sets. But he doesn't want to cause drama for somebody else either. But he needs to stand up to her. That's what I'm saying. Step up to the plate and tell her what time it is. So for you, I would kind of just, you know, check with him, but ease away. Not just totally. You know, you can be friends with him. But he needs to clean that up with her. He doesn't need to bring drama to you, and he doesn't want to. That's why he became a little distant. He doesn't want to put that on you.
Okay.
Because he knows that you, yeah. To him, it's like, she doesn't deserve this. She didn't do anything. Why should I have this crazy-ass woman cause problems for her when she's already causing problems for me? Because as far as he's concerned, she didn't want him. He was satisfied with that. That's why he began speaking with you. And then she found out, like, oh, you found somebody else, huh?
Yeah.
So I would, you know, I'd keep in touch with him. Missy, who's the guy he keeps you laughing? I see you with him on Christmas. He just makes you laugh and laugh. He's a hoot. He really is a hoot.
Is it Jared?
Yes. The angels just told me yes. Yes. Spend Christmas with him.
Okay.
Just because he will lift your spirits, keep you happy all day. Y'all will enjoy each other, enjoy your family and friends. But he will keep your spirit of joy and happiness all day long. So that's what they're saying. Be with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there
relationship?
Anything?
I don't know about relationship. They're just saying to be with him on Christmas because he'll keep you happy.
Okay. Do you see any other relationships, like love relationships?
Okay. You can reach me at theessenceofsuccess.com and get a reading from me.
I'll do that.
Okay. But, yeah, you're doing good, Missy. Just check with Austin.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome. Have a good day. Okay. You're listening to The Essence Psychic Readings with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open and Miss Nina is there. Okay, and as we continue on, I hope everybody's having a good time. I know I am. Okay. Area code 817, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm wondering if the last
job that I just interviewed for will give me a job offer.
Kim, I got to tell you, there's somebody that passed over, a woman. Wow, that spirit came right up on me. She wants me to tell you, quit worrying. Quit arguing in your head and quit worrying.
Oh, okay.
Sweet woman, looks like a grandmother. But anyway, she came up before I could even concentrate on you. So I'm going to pass the message on. She's saying, quit arguing in your head and stop worrying. Everything is okay. And she said, my arms are around you. I love you. My arms are around you. Quit worrying.
Aww.
Okay. Is it Grandma Maddie or Grandma Matheson or Grandma Mary?
There's Mima.
Oh, I guess. Well, she's an older woman, but yeah.
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 Okay.
You got an angel. Wow. You got an angel standing next to you that's about 7 foot tall. Big angel.
Wow.
In purple. She's all, it's a female angel. She's 7 foot tall and she's all in purple. Just beautiful.
I know her name.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, she's right there. She's standing right next to you. Okay. The question, I'm sorry, when the stuff comes, I got to tell you. Because it's a reason. When they come with information, I know it's a reason. I don't know the reason, but you probably know, but I need to tell you. So, okay. What's your question now, Kim?
I'm sorry. You asked my name?
No. I said your question. You said it was about your job.
Oh, yes. I just recently had some interviews. And I'm wondering
okay.
if the most recent one I had would make an offer.
Okay. Is that the job that you really like? The one that you'd be really interested in of all of them?
I think as far as the qualifications and everything go, yes. And the company, yes. Location, not so much.
Okay. Do you feel your angel tapping you on your head? She's telling you, you got it. If that's what you
really?
Want, then you can have it. Yeah, she's tapping you. I see her hand holding down on your top of your head, and she's like, you got it. If that's what you want,
okay.
you got it. So that's why I was asking, is this the one that you favor? Because they're going to make it happen for you. So this is a
Excellent.
Job, I mean, okay. Well, yes, you're going to get that job.
Okay. That's very good.
They're
going to
make it
and
happen.
Now I don't have to worry anymore.
Nope. Man, you're very spiritual, aren't you? You got to be. Because, like I said, the spirit that passed over, I usually go into a little thing to call up spirits that have passed over already. But she came to me just like that, so fast, like, quit arguing.
Yeah.
Quit worrying. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, girlfriend, you are mighty love. You're a mighty love.
Thank you
for calling. Jeez.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Tell your angel, the 7 foot one with the all in purple, thank you, because she's getting ready to open a door. Yep.
All right.
Tell it thank you. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling, young lady.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Gabion, you're on the line with Linus. Gabion. Is that correct?
Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabrielle. Oh, I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Gabrielle, what can I do for you, young lady?
Well, thank you for the young lady part. I don't usually worry about this or consider that, but do you see like a companion at all? I've been single for a very long time.
Oh, a companion, okay. I want to tell you, Gabrielle, that you're breaking up real bad, so... Okay, but that's okay, but I heard your question about a companion, so let me concentrate on that. Okay. Oh, my God. I see this big, tall, white guy, and he's stark naked. What does that mean? Sheesh, I never saw that one before. I tell you, my angels, they never cease to amaze me. I see a tall white guy. He's got salt and pepper hair, and it's more black right above his ears, and then salt and pepper, and then kind of white on top. But he's tall, maybe like about 180. No, he's more than that. Probably about 230 or 240. But he's stark naked. I mean, I'm seeing this naked man. I'm like, okay.
That's pretty radical.
Where are you going to meet this guy? My Lord.
From zero.
Your girlfriend. Your girlfriend. There's a woman, one of your girlfriends. She's going to introduce you to this guy.
Okay.
And yes. Yeah, she's going to introduce you. Something about this guy, your girlfriend's like, you know what, I got somebody for you to meet.
Oh,
and, okay, now I see why he's naked. That was bothering me. He comes to you open, just laying it all out on the table. This is who I am. That's what it is. He just comes totally open and free. And he's single. And, by the way, his wife just died 3 years ago. So when she introduces you, ask her. He just became a widower 3 years ago. And his wife died of breast cancer. So I'm giving you information. It's coming to me. He is semi-retired. He still works, but it's more or less like contractual. He's really high up in business. He's really up there in business. That's why I say semi-retired. But, yeah. It's a gathering, a party.
Okay.
It's a party. But you and this girlfriend go. If it's not a girlfriend, it's somebody very close to you, like a sister. So I picked up girlfriend. But, yes. And she knows this guy indirectly. It's not somebody that, you know, she knows. You know, like she may know John, but she doesn't know this guy. But just, you know, like, oh, he's a friend of his. But she wants you to meet him. So when she does, she's going to tell him, you know, come on, I want you to meet somebody and bring him over to you. So when you see this man, don't let your eyes go to 50 cents pieces because I'm telling you what he looks like. But think about when this man starts to talk to you, he's going to just put it on the table. He's not going to lie. He's not going to be dishonest. This is who I am. If you accept me, you accept me as I am.
Oh, sounds beautiful.
Okay.
Well, from 0 to 100, it seems. Wonderful. And is it soon? Is it close? Is it?
It's going to be this month. In fact, it's between after Christmas. There's an after Christmas party. There you are.
Oh, there you are.
I see you now, Gabriel.
Well,
it's an after Christmas party because I can see a tray of hors d'oeuvres, people standing around. And it's just, you know, like a little get together after Christmas. And, you know, people have a few drinks and hors d'oeuvres, so nothing real big. But, yeah, like a little get-together, and that's where you meet him.
Wonderful.
And, in fact, I see you New Year's. You're standing there kissing this man on New Year's.
Oh, my goodness.
You two are going to hook up and be together for New Year's. Yeah, I see you standing there because you're reaching. Your head is going back. The guy's tall. Your head is going back as he bends down to kiss you.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, I'm going to send you now on the chat box my website. I'm a visual artist. I want you to look in there and use whatever you want from there, from the images, you know. My images are very much about spirit, so.
Boy, thank you. Thank you. And as well, I hope that the prayers in my site help you. How nice. I like sharing. I love sharing.
Wonderful.
So you share your art and I share my prayers.
Yeah, this was my time to ask. I never ask about this. I never ask. So.
Well, you know what? What's happening for you is there's that saying that God doesn't come when you want him to, but he's always on time.
Yeah.
It's your time. The clock has been punched, and you're on love time now, so it's coming to you.
Bless you, Lennis.
Yes, yes. Bless you, too. Yeah,
thank you
it's
so
your time.
Much.
You're
Thank
most welcome.
You.
have a Merry Christmas, and I know you're going to have a good New Year. I ain't even no doubt about that. So God bless you, too. And yes, and I'll be sure and look on my website. So, yeah, theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay.
I will.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'll just ask. You're on the line with Lennis. I see Chef. So I don't know. Who is this?
I'm Chef Sessie. How are you?
Okay. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Sessie. S-E-S-S-Y.
Jessie. Okay. Now, how can I help you today, Jessie?
I basically am calling about my my ancestor. My grandmother died in 1975.
Okay.
She raised me. No one knew her death certificate, and I recently got in contact with a cousin of my grandmother's family member, like three cousins down, and
told
that my grandmother was not an American. She was she was born in a reservation in Canada, and when they came in the 1900s, they had little bands on their arm. And I'm trying to get, like, her birth certificate and all this information to get my heritage, which, as, with my heritage, it's very hard.
Because, Jessie, I the only way that you could get that paperwork, you'd have to go to the reservation, if you remember what tribe she was from, because I don't see that paperwork even hid. Because while you were talking, I was asked, like, you know, was it hidden in a drawer, a safety deposit box, or what? It's not hidden. It's gone. It's gone. I'm sorry. It's gone. But if you go back to the reservation, this is what I'm seeing, and talk to some of the elders, really explain, you know, you and your grandmother and stuff, and talk to, I see, like, head people, elders. They will help you with the document. I don't know how they're going to do it or how they write it up or whatever, but they will help you that it will be it will be legal that you, Jessie, are Native American. Excuse me. And you don't have to go to Canada. I see that there is a group here in the United States. Hold on, let me see. Montana? What did you say?
No, Durham, North Carolina. That's where their tribe was shipped at Durham, North Carolina. They hauled them. It was the Croatian tribe and the Mohawk tribe mixed together.
Okay.
They mixed with everything.
That's okay. I'm mixed with Indian too. But that's okay. Listen, girl, we all love. It's okay. You know, that's why sometimes older people are like, I'll go to my grave. You'll never know.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is there a reservation still in that area?
I don't. My daughter is saying yes because she's so excited. This information.
Okay, so that's what you want to do. You want to get in touch because I see like it's a small reservation. It's not huge or big like say in Montana or Nebraska or something like that. But anyway, call them. Take your daughter with you. This will be great. This will really be great because it's historical. Call them and ask, can you set up a meeting with the elders that are there now that are still alive and present? And when you go with your daughter, then do like I said, sit down, tell them about your mom and everything and say, is there some information that you can put together that I can prove this, that even though she might have been born in Canada, you were born here in the States and your parents in the state, that you can get documentation because they might have connections to tribes in Canada that can give information. So you need to go through here first in the United States, and then they'll reference you. But they here will give you some documents. They'll write up something. And then they will contact the ones in Canada, too. I'm telling you, it's really neat. I see you and your daughter on an adventure, but it's historical. It's like, wow, you're just learning so many interesting things about that culture. It's just neat. Yeah, but then you'll get the paperwork. You'll have the paperwork to show and say, hey, look here, United States, you owe me X amount of money. My grandmother was never able to get it, but you can give it to me. Okay? No, it's true. True story.
Okay.
True story, so.
Okay. I just wanted to know where I'm coming from and my people, you know?
Well, you're going to find out more. That's why I'm saying take your daughter because I just see it as an adventure, and you two are loving it because it's historical. You're learning more. It's going a lot deeper even with your grandmother. And even when she didn't tell you, you're going to even learn more. So that's what I'm saying. It's neat. It's really a neat thing to do. But you will get the information. Yes. Yes.
That's what I've been 22 years. 22
my
years.
First cash card, I get to
thank you.
Yes. So your daughter knows, I mean, maybe your daughter is real good on the computer. Tell her to go to not go to that city, but look up that city and then start looking for reservations. She knows it's back there. And see if they have a list of members.
Okay.
And find out who the elders are, and give them a call. And you're on your way, young lady. You're on your way.
Thank you. I
yes. Really now, when you guys do this, you make your calls and stuff, but I don't see you traveling till February.
That's
so it's
right.
Going to be a couple of months. Yeah, I see you in February traveling. I see y'all in the car going. So, just get all your ducks in a row. You'll be so prepared when you get there. You'll amaze yourself, both of you.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And enjoy that. I love history. I'm a history buff. I love learning about history. So, yeah, you're going to enjoy yourself. And it just you'll be like, wow, we really are special. Heck, yeah. Heck, yeah. Yeah. So enjoy. Thank you for calling, Jesse. And, oh, my God, you and your daughter just have a wonderful time here, okay? And have a wonderful holiday, too, as well.
Thank you so much. You, too. And blessings to the new year.
You too. Blessings to you. Okay. Let's see. Up to the next call. Area code 323. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus.
You're great. Hi. Oh, thank you. You are too. If I'm great, it's because you're great. We're mirrors. And your name?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
And I actually like to ask a work question or a job question.
You got it.
Cool. I've been unemployed, going almost a year, half of it, unemployment. Now I'm managing to make the ends meet on my own, doing some personal assisting, some nanny work here and there. It's sporadic, but it's making things happen. But I know I don't want to jump into anything that's going to move my heart. So I wanted to know what that looked like moving into the new year, something that's more inspirational.
You know what I got right away as you were talking? Kids and school.
That's funny.
As you were talking, kids and school, I just wrote it down. Okay.
Can I ask you one more question? Well, in regards to this. Well,
okay.
I'm doing some volunteer work at the hospital. And
I got the elderly. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got excited.
This is not elderly.
Go ahead.
This is doing for a nonprofit, but I'm volunteering my massage therapy to help the parents because they're going through stress with the sick kids. So it's some, so that's what I'm doing on the side to, just be of service.
See, that's why I got kids in school. So you're helping the parents. Huh.
So they're stressed.
You know what? That's a good skill that you have. Have you ever went around to the children's hospital and asked that you give this service on a contractual basis? I'll put it like this. Say 15-minute massages, and they pay you $25 or even $20. You know what I mean? I mean, you'll get a lot of people, but that service is so needed. That's why I'm asking you. Have you thought about going around the different where there's children's hospitals? Because they would really need you, the parents. And it would be such a blessing for them and you, but you also be making money, doing better than you would if you were working in a structured 9-to-5.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Because you're doing this so good that other people hear about. Let me tell you what I'm seeing. If you do this, I see you going around to the hospitals and doing this, offering your services on a contract, and you make decent money because beside the contractual service, you can charge your fee. So that's why I'm saying $25. But because you are so good, Yvette, that other hospitals hear about you or community services where they have like community medical things, you know, I'm trying to think, that's not the right word, but like community services where they have doctors and nurses where maybe you can't get to the hospital and it's not that severe, that you could just go into a community place, you know, and get checked out and then come back home. Well, I see you there at those areas too. I mean, you're growing. You actually, whoa, you're hiring two more people to help you. That's how you're blowing up. You're hiring two more masseuse to help you with this. But I see you going around to the hospitals, you know, and wow, you do such a good job. I'm surprised
right now,
you don't feel this in your spirit, Yvette.
No, I do. I feel good about it. I feel...
Okay.
I don't know what the outcome is of it because I know I'm just doing it genuinely. I'm not, you know...
No. The
know...
outcome is good. The people that you're helping, that's what I'm saying. They're showing me way past you. They're showing me way past you, the people that you're helping, that it grows and grows and grows to the point that you have to hire two people. You can't keep up with your schedule and all the people that are requesting you.
Okay.
It turns into a business, a good business, you know. And these other two people, they're very spiritual too. I mean, these masseuses that you hire, these other two people, they're spiritual. But you just, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's good. I mean, the money's good. God bless you for that. But what you're doing, how you're helping these parents just to have a peace of mind, and not just the parents, let me tell you, I see you helping nurses. There's a nurse sitting in the chair, and I see you behind massaging her shoulders. So I would say expand it, not just for the parents, but maybe the nurses or the doctors. I don't know about doctors, but I saw the nurse sitting in the chair and you behind her. So I would expand it to them as well.
I think.
And why I said on contract, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think something going on this weekend with like that part of the faculty. So, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I had a thought and it left. But anyway, yeah, that's good. But that's you, Yvette.
Cool.
Helping the parents, helping other staff, and, oh, now I know what it was. Why it's contractual is because they do not have a position like that at the hospitals, so they would do it on a contract and say, well, let's try it for 6 months, or let's try
it
for 9 months. Okay, so that's why. But that's better for you, to be honest. You know, just have to figure out your benefits as far as that, health care, dental, whatever like that. But for you, it's better than a 9-to-5 because it helps you to float. So, you know, you could be at one hospital, say Children's Hospital from 8 in the morning till noon, and then you go to another hospital from 12 to 3. So, you know what I'm saying? It gives you the chance to float that you, yeah. So it's all good. It's all good. But
cool.
I would definitely... I'd hit the floor running, going around to other places. I'm telling you, you're going to be so busy next year. My God. You know what? I see you like a little, what's that cartoon? Pedro, the little rat, yeah, he's just going, that's you. You're just so busy. Only thing I'm going to say is, Yvette, don't stress yourself out. You're going to be helping a lot of people. You're going to be helping a lot of people and going. So just... Don't stress yourself out, and remember to love you and get a massage for Yvette. Get somebody to massage you too. And relax you as well.
Funny is that you're very particular on who touches you. So it's kind of like a catch-22.
Yeah.
Because you know I know what I'm putting out, but
when you massage, every time you massage somebody, you're doing it in love. And say that.
Yeah, I'm putting out.
You don't have to say it out loud. Just as you're massaging, I'm doing this for the love of you, for the love of you, that you feel better. Yep.
Yeah.
The love energy will prevail from you to them. Believe me, it will.
Amazing.
And I understand about touching. Yes. I know about that energy as well. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, I know about that. But when you do it in love, hey,
absolutely.
You know, you already put up a barrier. Love is very strong. So, and what you're doing, your spirit is so good and so loving. You know, wow. I wish you were here in Washington. I could get a massage from you. I can feel your. It's just so smooth and sweet. Yep. Yep. So what I'm going to say to you, Yvette, is congratulations. Girlfriend, you're going to be busy, 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 busy next year for 2015. Very busy.
Awesome. Thank
you. Just making money. Money is going to be good for you, so you don't even have to worry about that. You're going to make money. Money's just coming to you. But
I will do your prayer.
Yeah, but yes, do the prayer too. But I'm telling you, go around to those hospitals. Go around and let it be known. Talk to the HR person. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness. Yep. You'll be calling me. I mean, I know I'm going to be out around the world next year at some point in time. I don't know, June or July. But you'll be calling me. Tell me, you were so right, Linus. Oh, my God. I'm tired. You know, you're so busy. And I was like, thank God. I'm happy for you. Yes,
thanks,
ma'am. You're welcome. Wish you the very best.
Yes.
Enjoy the holidays. Okay, area code 978, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Terrific.
I was calling, not with any specific question, but just to see if you had any messages or guidance from me.
Okay, first off, the angels are telling me, pull your skirt down. I see a skirt around you. It's one of those, like, country, well, I don't want to say country singer. What kind of skirt is that? It's so big, it's going around you. But what the angels are showing me, I'm you and your body, and they're like, push that skirt down, push it down. So I don't know what that means. Do you wear your clothes real short or something?
I don't know.
They're just saying, push it down. Maybe showing a little too much. But anyway, let's see, Danielle. You've got a cosmic connection with a guy, and it's from a past life. Why am I? They're showing me this word redundant with this guy.
Mm.
I think he's supposed to learn something from you when you two cross paths. That must be what it is.
Could it
be? Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I see. He was a cousin of yours in a past life that used to give you a fit. Not in a bad way, but just worrisome. But a lot of fun. He was a lot of fun. He's a good cousin, a lot of fun, but he used to be worrisome. He's back again in this life, and like I said, that's a cosmic connection. When you meet this guy, you'll be like, God, I just feel like I know him. Did I meet him in school, or did I meet him, you know, out and about? No, it's your spirits are meeting. That's what's connecting, but you're in this realm, you don't know why. It's just that you feel like you two have known each other for years. Now, that is not a love connection, believe me. That's just, you know, you meet this person. So, yeah, not a love connection. It's just you're back this time, and I guess it's just a matter that you teach him something. Maybe he starts talking about his life or something, and Danielle, you'll tell him, well, have you looked at this? Or do you understand this, or blah, 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 and it will help him. And that's about it. You know, it's when you meet him, it's a season. It comes and goes. It's not meant to stay, so you're okay. Yes, go ahead and buy those shoes. I know they are pretty, and they look good on your feet. Go for it. let's see. Oh, the angels are telling me to tell you, be careful of colds. It's almost like you could get a sinus infection or have problems with your sinuses. But anyway, they're just saying be careful when you get a cold. Be a little bit more observant of your body. You know, like maybe have socks or gloves on, something like that. Even if you just run into the front door or the mailbox or something, whatever, make sure that you know, your feet and your hands are covered, and you and your hair or your hat or something. Let's see. You will be traveling next year. You will be doing traveling 3 different times next year in 2015. Yup. Next year, this time for Christmas, you'll be somewhere else, almost like on a cruise ship. Yeah. In fact, you are on a cruise ship. Hello. Yep. I see it. You're on a cruise ship. And you're with a guy. You're with a guy. You're on a cruise ship. So anyway, things look good. If that's what you want to know, it's looking good. Keep on doing what you're doing, girlfriend. Huh?
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. Enjoy. Well, thank you for calling, Danielle. You're on a, you're doing good. Just keep patting yourself on the back and pop your collar, girlfriend. Okay.
Thank you. Have a
You're welcome. You have a good day, too, Danielle. Okay, 7-8. Oops, wrong one. Or maybe not. Wait a minute. Let me not say that. 780, you're on the line with Linus.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Is this Nina?
Of course it is.
Oh, see, I thought that was you. I'm sorry. Sorry. Duh. Y'all know I'm a nut. Okay. Area code 559. You're on the line with Linus. Thank you for being patient. Who's this?
This is Gwendolyn. Hi, Linus.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How are you today, my friend?
I'm blessed and truly favored.
Oh, amen. Amen, sister. Amen.
Yes. I have something to tell you.
Okay, okay.
Well, the person you said that I was going to meet, Linus, I did.
Okay.
I have not seen him in 42 years. We have talked. We've been, I'm serious. He has come to visit me maybe 3-4 times. But there's a serious issue with him and I. We're, it's so strange. I just, oh, I don't even know how to explain it. He
well,
is married.
Oh.
He's married.
Okay.
Okay. And that's first. Secondly, he doesn't talk that much. He's real within himself. I'm just getting him to be able to talk. You know, I said, how am I supposed to know what's going on with you if you don't talk? So he's just starting to talk to me. Well, I'm finding out that there's some serious problems with his marriage. I said, I'm not getting into that. When you come to visit me, he comes and we have so much fun. But what I want to know is, what do I do? I know that he's getting
ready
for...
He wants a divorce. Let me tell you, Gwendolyn, he wants a divorce, but she's blocking it. He wants a divorce. And it's not so much you, Gwendolyn, but he wants a divorce for a peace of mind. I think you understand why I'm saying that. For a peace of mind. Okay.
Yes.
So, yes, he wants a divorce, but she's blocking it. He's got to be a little creative about this.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
When he talks to
an attorney, which he should, and I believe he will here just before something's going to flare up here within a week. So I believe he's going to be making appointments at the end of this month to speak with an attorney. Yeah, something's fixing to happen in 7 days. So he'll be speaking with an attorney, but he needs to be creative because when he serves these papers in March of next year, he doesn't want to be able to, he doesn't want to ever look back. All he wants to do is look forward.
Right.
All he wants to do is look forward. So, you know, explain it to him like I'm telling you. I know that you want a divorce, but when you get the attorney, just be creative so that once you walk away from this woman, it's done. There is no going back. There is no, hey, how you doing? Hell no, don't click. You know
exactly.
Okay, that's what he needs to do. Yeah, this man cares about you, but he wants a peace of mind so bad. He's so troubled in his spirit and his mind because of her. That's why, you know why you two enjoy? Because you give him peace. That's why when he comes, he enjoys. Yes, you give him peace.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get that. He's been in a tumultuous relationship for years. He's right. He's telling you the truth. So when he comes to be with you, he's at peace. He's enjoying himself. Even if you two have a little difference about something, oh, well, over the head, don't care. You know,
so that's
still.
Why
mm-hmm, go ahead.
He's he calls me before he goes to work, when he goes home, when I know where he is. I could tell you where he is right now. But I'm not sure of what to do with him.
Well, he needs to get his ducks in order. That's what I would, you know.
Right.
And what I'm looking at, Gwendolyn, I'm looking out for you. I don't want this woman to come get up in your face and think, well, why her husband is leaving her is because of you. No, it's an A-B situation. This has nothing to do with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking out to protect you, and that's why I'm saying when you talk to him, you guys can still visit, you know, but when you talk to him, for him to be creative about his divorce so that when he is free, you two can be together with no drama. It's beautiful. It's clear. The sun is shining. The rainbows are in the sky, you know? So, yeah.
But
don't give up on him. Don't give up on him. He finds peace with you. You know,
wow.
you love him and you pray for him and you ask God to give him guidance. You do all these things. That's why he enjoys himself so. You're what he should have been with years ago. But, oh, well, everybody has their own destinies in life. So, you know, we learn. Some lessons are very hard. Some are not too hard. Some are pretty easy. But once we learn, we got it down pat, then we move on. He
right.
is going definitely. I'm telling you, this is what I see in 7 days. He's going to get slapped so hard upside his head, and it's not a physical slap. It's called reality.
Right, yeah.
Reality
yeah.
is going to slap him so hard, it's like, make a decision now. It's over with. You know,
okay.
so.
Right.
Yep.
So this
so,
man
yeah,
is.
That's what I'm asking you. Don't give up on him, you know.
Oh, I'm there. I'm like, I'm frustrated. I don't believe that this man really wants me.
Yes, he does.
I
don't do that. Don't even put those thoughts out there. Stop it, Gwendolyn. Stop
mm-hmm.
it. Don't put those thoughts out there. Put the thoughts out that one day you and I will be together as it was meant to be, as it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Don't put that
wow.
on. No, you put it. Yes, when we shall be together, it will happen.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I had to
all
call
right.
you.
Keep that positive. Well, thank you for the validation, Gwendolyn.
I had to call you and tell you. Look, you were right on it.
Well, thank
but
you for
I mean,
the validation.
Yes, ma'am. When I saw him, I was like, oh, no, she didn't. 42 years? Oh, no, she didn't do that. But it's true.
Hey.
So I want to tell
yes.
you thank you, and I will be calling you, girlfriend.
Well, you're most welcome. And God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, Gwen. And I appreciate you here.
I will. I'll call you. Your show's on every Sunday, correct?
Yes, ma'am. At 3 p.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. on the East Coast.
Okay. All right. I'll be calling you.
Okay. Have
you
a wonderful
care.
Week.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I've got time for one more call. Area code 267. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Terrific. What can I help you with?
I have a relationship question. There's somebody who I've been off and on with for a while. We were together for 3 years, and we've been broken up for a year. However, we've never really totally cut it. But I'm just wondering where you see things headed with that. I'm very frustrated.
Okay, so I didn't want to understand. Okay, you said that you guys were broke up for a year and now you're back together again?
No, we've been broken up for a year now. We were together, we lived together for a little over a year.
Oh, okay, you lived together for 3 years and then you broke up, so now you two are in separate places. So you want to know if you're going to...
Well, we've been together for a year, but we were together for 3 years, yeah.
Oh, okay. So what do you want to know? Are you two going to get back together? Is that what you're inquiring?
Yeah, exactly. Like what he's feeling, I guess, is just because we seem to be at odds all the time.
Oh, okay. Crystal, what's his first name?
Jerome.
Jerome? Okay. All right. All right. Let me concentrate. Crystal, I got two words. Player, player. He's not ready to call it a day. What? I'm getting that he is not ready to settle down again. He wants to be free and do what he wants to do. That must be why I got those two player at the very beginning.
I would understand that.
Yeah, it looks as though he enjoyed the relationship with you now. I'm not seeing anything bad there. He did enjoy that, but it's like he wasn't settled in his mind yet. You know where, I'll put it like this. Some men are needy, and they go from woman to woman to woman to woman. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
When actually he should take time out 6 months or a year or two and find out what he wants. And how is he going to treat the woman in his life than to go from woman to woman, because you're not learning nothing. You're being, number one, you're being needy, and you're definitely not learning something, because you got to live with yourself first and love me first. And then whoever that you're blessed with, women or man, it's beautiful. You know, it's like a bonus. So I see he just hasn't got to that point, because I don't see him, I don't see any hard feelings. I'm not even picking up any hard feelings towards you. He actually still cares about you, but he's just kind of finding himself, Crystal. Like he needs to find me, love me, what's going to make me happy, and then be ready to settle down. And you got him for 150%. But he's just on that kind of path now. Like, what do I really want? You know, do I really want to, you know, go with this woman? Do I want to run the streets? Do I want to eat too much food, party too hard? You know, and I know that you're thinking at his age, he ought to know better, but. Huh?
I thought that was funny you said that, because he has gained like 60 pounds in this last year. Like a lot. You know, I mean, he's totally different than when I first met him, but there's just a connection there where.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, he'll
really
always. He'll always have love in his heart for you. Relationship, no. But as far as you, who you are, Crystal, yes. You'll always have a corner of his heart. Because you taught him things, too. Both of you learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's never going to forget you. I mean, if you were shopping and happened to run into him in a mall, he would still come up and give you a hug and a kiss and like, how you doing, girlfriend? What you doing? What you up to? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for right now, yeah, he's just finding himself. He really is, because I don't even see any particular woman. It's like, I got to find out what I want to do. You know, so he might be wilding out a little bit, but that's okay, because you know what? You want a man that when he's with you, all he sees is you. All he wants is you. He wakes up and glad to see you. You know what I mean? That kind of love. That's what you want. So, and I'm so sorry, Crystal. They just came out and told me I got 60 seconds before I go off air. So, Crystal, I hope that helps you, and God bless you, and please, call anytime. Call anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say thank you. My time, 20 seconds. Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. Thank you, everybody, in the chat room. Thank you, Ms. Nina, as always, the moderator and the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Don't forget, y'all, my challenge to you this week is for the next 7 days, if you hug somebody, when you hug them, tell them, I care. And that's it. Just give them a hug and tell them I care. So do that. Remember, it's the full moon started yesterday, and so just be careful as you go about this week, okay? Be careful to and love each other, but just be careful in your goings and comings. And if I don't hear from you next Sunday, have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. Otherwise, I'll see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock, me and Miss Nina. And I love you. Take care and be blessed, everybody.